All right, let's go ahead and jump back into it. Last time on Herding Dragons, you descended down underneath the hippie commune that had overtaken the ruined city of Thundertree and tried to barter with a green dragon in order to trade for the six keys to the Vault of Spells, or sorry, the Forge of Spells, which is protected by a vault that the dragon had six keys to that had been left to her by Hallister Blackcloak himself after having sealed the vault. After failing with your bartering, the dragon politely asked you all to leave, at which point Sincerity convinced her that, yes, you will leave. However, wouldn't you really like it if you heard the rest of the dragon poetry that you'd worked so hard on? Which she did agree. Which you all used as a distraction to set yourselves up into the room and various different hidey holes and vantage points and ready-to-go spots. At which point, the dragon, you know, saw every move that you were all doing, specifically Smee getting into a sniper position with her crossbow bolt locked and loaded, and at to which the green dragon responded with a hearty green blast of dragon breath. The fight was then on, and you all quickly met Toxie's children, which seemed to be some sort of horrendous magical combination of ancient green dragon and Hallister Blackcloak, in that these were the bodies of a green dragon and the face of an old wizened mage. Gak was able to wrangle one and ride it into battle shortly before it kind of regained control and kind of flew around. But we're going to go ahead and jump back into it with the green dragon trying to fly by and get an aerial attack. Gak was able to, with disadvantage, after the dragon had after the dragon had screeched out in roaring defiance at you all, shaking most of you to your boots, Gak, you found something deep down within that is unshakable, and you were able to slash out at this dragon, causing, with your sentinel feet, for its movement to come to zero, not allowing it to leave your range, and the dragon turning around to you, its green eyes glaring, almost burning with hatred. Oh, you're gonna pay for that, little man. Satch, it is your turn.
Okay, so Satch, I guess Satch will ask, like, via the Rory's telepathic bond, if we're still doing the thing where we're trying to get the key. Are we still doing the thing? Or are we, like, killing? Like, that's... Because I think I could still get the key and get away.
I mean, I feel like if we don't deal with this, we will regret it.
Okay. Okay.
Little did they know that they would indeed live to regret it later.
Satch is gonna go ahead and I'm just gonna. So if I let go of the dragon and gravity is carrying me down, it doesn't get an attack of opportunity against its range, right?
Well, it's on the ground, so if you fell off, you'd still be within its range.
Never mind. I will. At that point, I didn't realize it was on the ground. I thought it was still flying around and stuff.
No, Gak hit it with his sentinel. It was flying, but as it tried to go away, if you hit with an opportunity attack with sentinel, the creature speed goes to zero. So it is now grounded.
Okay, so I guess at that point, I will just go ahead and just get out my my bow of dragon sling. My bow of dragon something or other. It's a plus two. Does extra D6, 2D6 against dragons.
Well, luckily there's no dragons in here to worry about.
I know. But, you know, just in case, you never can be too sure. Mm-hmm. I'm invisible, and they have blind sight, so it'll see me after my first shot, but I believe my stealth was high enough to have averted their gaze, because I'm on them, climbing
them. Yep, it was not, it does not know you're there currently.
Excellent. So I'm going to go ahead and, like, not climb it anymore, and just kind of, like, move out of its... move, basically get more than 5 feet away from it. Because it's the 5 feet that would mess up my range. It would give me disadvantage. And so I have advantage on it. I'm going to shoot at it with the bow. I got a 9 and a 1. Good thing I got that 9 there. It's plus... hang on. I have to look at it. I believe it's plus... I'll just take the minus and just do the plus 10. Because I didn't say that I was using my whatchamacallit to give it the plus 10. So okay. I'll just take the normal. Does a 19 hit?
It does not.
Okay.
Shoot wide as the dragon is like it turned. Yeah. That's when it like turned to yell at Gak, and you shot right as it turned its neck.
Yeah, it can see me now, so which is fine. I'm still invisible, but it can see me with its blind sight.
It's more upset ahead. With Gak still.
No worries. I'm gonna go ahead and take my other two shots. That's hold a hit. 13 plus 10, 23.
23 will hit. Hold your damage.
Yeah, sorry. Ooh, a 5 and 6, plus 2, like 8 damage. Wasn't very good at all.
8 total?
Yeah. It was ranged, so I did get my sneak attack. 12. That was really low. Like, I had 2 ones. The D8 was a 1, and then, like, one of the D6s was a 1. Like, it was 12, really low.
12 total?
12,
total. I'm sorry, Satch.
Hang on.
I've been conditioned Satch is going to do 75 damage this turn.
Sorry,
like,
12
right
on the dice. My bad, 12 on the dice plus 8, 20. 20
okay,
damage.
That's a little bit close.
My bad. I forgot that the strength applied, because it's, I believe it does.
All right, that was your second low. Shot?
Yeah. A third shot, an 8 plus 10.
18 does not hit.
18.
Anything else on your turn?
That's not good at all. I'm going to continue to... I'm going to bonus action hide.
Okay, roll me stealth.
Yep. I got an 11 plus 12, 23.
Okay, good to know.
And I will go ahead and move away from it. Am I near a wall?
You are on the middle of the poison island. There is actually thorns very close to you. Like, thorns on one... You're stuck between a thorny place and a poisony bush. Sorry, a poison place and a thorny bush. There we go.
Okay. I will go ahead and... how far is it? I'm having trouble, like... Give me 1 second, sorry. There we go. I'm having trouble. I'm trying to zoom out, and they just can't see where I'm at. How far is it away from land?
So you are right over here.
Thank you.
I mean, you're on land. The nearest, like, you're on an island. The nearest land is like 5, 10, 20, 25, 30, 30-ish feet in any given direction. But it's pretty much all poison.
In the water?
Yeah.
I'll go ahead and just creep outside of its what I perceive to be its range, I guess, to the south of that island there.
Okay. And how far can you go?
I have 20 feet of movement. 20 feet altogether.
Okay. Can you move yourself, or do you want me to move you?
I just moved. I believe just moved myself. I just moved from right there. I can't really see the spaces. The dragon's kind of covering it.
I gotcha. Okay, so you're staying on the land, though. You haven't gone into the water yet?
Yeah, I'm on the land. And I rolled a 23 for my self. That's my turn.
Okay, oh my god, let me find my dice real quick. As you run away, as you bravely slink away from your foe in the opposite direction of where it is. Actually, I'm so sorry, does everybody remember who is frightened? I think it was Gak.
I'm not. I was on its belly.
I am.
Titanius.
Or on its leg.
All right. I'm not 100% on who was what. So just always appreciate honesty. But Satch, I didn't think you were one of them. Satch,
yeah, no,
as you slink away, the dragon actually turns and looks at you and says, "Oh, honey, you think that's sneaky? I can see you. You're right there." And she swipes out with a claw, and I swear to God, I just rolled a nat 20 on my table dice down here.
Was that disadvantage?
I is it at disadvantage?
I don't know.
But you're within her blind sight.
She has blind sight.
And she was able to perceive you.
Gotcha. That's her passive perception is 23. That's pretty close.
Well, her passive perception is 27.
Damn. Okay.
Fucking nice.
Yeah, no, so, like, when we first started this encounter, like, literally the only reason you avoided her detection was you rolled that double nat 20.
Okay.
And, like, you beat it by one at one point. So, anyway, you are swiped at, and that is going to be, you're going to be clawed, so that is going to be 8d6 plus 8. I'm not going to take the time to pull out 8d6. It's a dice roller. So, 8d6 plus 8. Oh, and that rolled 38 points of slashing damage as you feel the dragon's claw just scrape across your back as you flee the area. Okay, and that is your turn. It got all of its legendary actions back. Let me just check real quick. Sorry, not it got its legendary actions, not layer actions. Gak, what is the specific wording on Sentinel?
Okay. When you hit a creature, you have master techniques to take advantage of every drop in the enemy's guard, gaining the following benefits. When you hit a creature with an opportunity attack, the creature's speed becomes zero for the rest of the turn. Creatures provoke opportunity attacks from you even if they take disengage before leaving your reach, and when a creature within 5 feet of you makes an attack against a target other than you and that target doesn't have this feat, I can use my reaction to make a melee attack against them. So I'd like to make an attack against the dragon.
As you see it attack Satch.
Yeah.
Okay, yeah, go ahead. Roll to hit. And then, sorry, it said they... What was the specifically about their movement? It's reduced till the end of their turn or the end of your turn?
It specifically says the creature's speed becomes zero for the rest of the turn.
Okay, so that's
when
just
when you
the,
hit a creature
the
with
turn.
The opportunity attack, the creature's speed becomes zero for the rest of the turn.
Okay,
it's
and you would
any legendary actions that give you movement would still be a...
Yeah, I was just thinking that.
Cool. Yeah, because that's after the turn.
Yep, just making making sure. And sorry, and one other, just I want to make sure your reactions reset on your turn, right? Your own personal turn.
Yeah, I believe when your turn comes around.
Rather than the top of the round. Okay, cool. All right, just good to know. Good to know. Okay, Satch, you're going to attack. You're going to use your sentinel feat. Use your reaction to attack because it attacks Satch. Yeah.
Yes.
All right, roll the hit.
Now I'm frightened, right? So is that
with that's disadvantage unless you want to roll reckless.
When if I roll reckless, no, but am I flanking?
I'll take away.
There's other people. Flanking kind of canceled it out.
I think this is, thing is too big to flank. It is gargantuan.
I will take away his disadvantage.
Oh, okay. Well, then you can roll with advantage if you go reckless. Thank you. Thanks to Titanius.
Store the balance.
But attacks would have advantage against me on the next turn.
Yeah, that's fine. Don't worry about that. That's the part of being reckless, you know?
I'm just
going
to
live on the edge.
I'm not going to do that.
Okay.
But I do want the advantage to counteract the disadvantage from Titanius.
I think that's using your special sorcerer ability, right? Titanius?
Yeah.
The bend luck or what it's
called? I can use my reaction.
So
to...
28, which will do 24 points of damage.
Nice. 28's definitely going to hit. I do 24, you said?
Yeah, and this is an opportunity attack, so...
No, it is not an opportunity attack. It
well,
is
from the... From the Sentinel, when it attacks Satch, right?
Yes, yeah, you're using the Sentinel ability that when it attacks another creature that's not you, then you can attack it, which you're using your reaction to do, which you only do, you only swing once, so that's
right.
The end of your reaction, which is slightly different than the wording on the opportunity attack, which takes it its movement down to zero, which the dragon is going to go, as it slashes out, it snatches his hand. I see you. You're running away. It's so cute. Look at your little legs going pitter-patter. Look. Oh, you're running. Oh, yep. There's some poison over there. You're going to go swim in the poison. And then Gak, you swing and you make a deep gash into the dragon. And it just, like a little bit of blood starts to come out of this dragon. And it's like pussy, like pussy greenish blood, and it turns over and look at you and says, "Oh, nobody makes me bleed my own blood." And she says, "You're gonna pay for that." And she rears her wings up and and she flaps them and immediately takes off up to half its flying speed. So she is going to fly up 40 feet out. And everybody within 15 feet of the dragon, which is Loyalty, one of the giant owls, Gak, and the water elemental, go ahead and make me a dexterity saving throw. And I'll go for the water elemental.
Do they all get an opportunity attack?
I can roll for the elemental. I got his stats.
Okay, go for it. Yes, they do get an opportunity attack.
On top of the dexterity saving throw.
On top of the dexterity saving throw.
I guess it would just be their dex, whatever their bonus to dex is, right?
Yes.
Okay, 15.
15, that is a failure. Was that you, or that was a water elemental?
Yeah.
Loyalty, looks like you got a 21 on your dex save. That is a failure. Then Gak, dex save, and then... And then Sincerity, if you want to give me a save for one of the giant owls.
I can make a dex save at advantage due to danger sense.
Okay, go for it.
Owl probably fails its dex save.
Did I use saving face before?
You did not. I specifically told you to save it. Because okay. You tried to use it on a nat one.
Yeah, what do I need to pass
this? This takes the fun out of a lot of this.
Yeah. Okay. I will use the saving face to raise it to 16.
16, okay. So we got a 16 for Gak. The owl rolled an 8 on their dice.
It's 10 total.
10 total, okay. 15.
I imagine it's going to be 5.
For the water elemental, Loyalty got a 21. And then Gak got a 16, is what he said. It's a failure for everybody. DC was 23. All of you are knocked prone, and you take 13 points of bludgeoning damage. And Loyalty, you will take this full amount of damage because it's like buffeting you with its like wings, and you're being like smashing into the nearby rocks. So
bludgeoning. So
no. The ground can't harm.
Yes, the ground. It's yeah.
You said I take 13 due to bludgeoning.
When
yes.
Reality rebooted.
So I'm gonna
one
have
time.
That to 7 through raging.
Yes. Yes, you would.
Is that magical?
What were you saying, Sincerity? It is not magical.
I was just saying that when reality got rebooted, they patched that that bug out.
Yep, that you can't. You could just like you just fall for infinity and you take no damage. Nope, you can be smushed into the ground to death, or at least lycanthropes can. Okay, that takes. Okay, it's going to then. All right, everybody, yeah, roll your attacks. Man.
The watermelon elemental is immune to prone and immune to bludgeoning, non-magical bludgeoning, so you take no damage and it's not prone.
It's immune to... I'm sorry, what now?
Condition immunities, prone, it's immune to being prone.
Yeah, no, okay, that's I get... What was the...
Damage resist, and the damage resistances are acid, bludgeoning, piercing, and slashing from the magical attacks.
Okay, that's resistance, not immunity.
Oh, okay, so it takes half.
It takes half. I was like, wait a minute, why is this... Why is that would make the water elemental unkillable?
Diplomatic immunity.
Yeah. Okay, 13 have to 7 then for the. Yeah. And I will mark that off of his.
And then Loyalty rolled a 26 on her opportunity attack.
Hey, that will hit.
For 10 slashing and 1 radiant.
Slash 11. Nice. Okay. Anybody else going to swing at this dragon? Gak, you cannot because you already used your reaction, you fool. And loyalty, already swung. The water elemental would get a 16.
16.
Not gonna hit.
Okay.
Cool. Then it's gonna fly 30. Actually, sorry, hold on. It was just intimid. It's gonna fly south to where Satch was. And sincerity. Currently is sincerity. How high up are you?
I'm confused why it's still moving away when my attack was an opportunity.
It was not an opportunity attack.
Yeah, but opportunity attacks are classified as a reaction.
Yes, but your reaction was not an opportunity attack.
It was the sentinel feat.
Yeah. You got an attack off using your reaction with sentinel instead of needing to wait for the dragon to fly away.
It's all right. I don't think Gak would, in canon, really know the difference. So it's going to fly 5, 10, 15, 20, 25, 30, 40, and then belly flop right in front of Satch and Sincerity. Where? And both of you, Satch and Sincerity, make me a dexterity saving throw. And actually, I'm sorry, Sincerity, you didn't answer. How high up are you on this giant owl, or have you been picked up yet?
I am picked up on the giant owl. I use most of my movement going in this direction, so probably level with this rock face that I jumped to.
Okay, that's about 10 feet off the ground, so you would have to make a dexterity saving throw for this. So go ahead and...
Okay.
Looks like you rolled it.
Yeah, got a 10 on that one.
Okay.
And then for the owl as well?
For the owl. Actually, since you're riding the owl, have the owl make it, and then if the owl passes, you pass, but if the owl fails, you fail.
Okay, failure from both of us.
Okay, and then Satch, what'd you get on your save?
What was I saving against?
Oh, just make the save. I'll tell you in a sec.
I mean, what is it? Is it just
dexterity save? Dexterity save.
It's a giant wave of poison that's coming away.
13.
Okay. All right. So, dragon uses its legendary actions to wing attack, which allows it to fly 40 feet away. It flies 40 feet south and then immediately stops flying and falls 10 feet into the ground, into the poisonous water. And it makes a small tidal wave of poison, which Satch, you, Sincerity, and the giant owl all are hit by, and you are going to take 4d8 poison as a small tidal wave of poison rolls up onto the shore and splashes you for 14 points of poison damage. And that is the end of its legendary action. And Titanius, you are up, and it disappears under the water.
Okay. Can you add the water elemental to my initiative queue so I remember that you've got an action right there?
Yes. Done.
Thank you. Appreciate it, Citizen. I don't remember who. Is anybody frightened by the dragon?
You.
I ask.
Sincerity is. Or he was.
Who is Smee?
Where's Smee? Smee here?
I'm on the north side.
That's Sincerity right there.
Yep, Sincerity, yes. And Satch are down on the south side.
Alright. Sorry, Smee, you're too far away. I'm gonna go ahead and cast Calm Emotions, including all the friendly creatures within range. And I tell everybody to accept this willingly so that you will no longer be frightened of the dragon.
Nice.
Nice.
And then,
yeah.
That 14 points of poison damage would be halved to 7 because of my potion.
Yes. Nice. Yeah. So, Titanius, you supply a magical chill pill.
Yep.
To everybody in the vicinity, and all of you who are frightened are no longer as the dragon disappears down into the muck, and Titanius has a shiny metal ass.
Yeah. Was I here?
So, hey, DM, real quick. So I would have done one additional point of damage and then another d6 of damage because that bow is a +3. And it, in addition to that, it does 3d6 against the dragon.
That's so fine. I did not roll again. All right, so roll
and
me
another four damage.
Okay.
Well, I rolled a 3, but I added the 1, so 4 more damage.
All right, I have counted it to the dragon. Thanks for letting me know.
And then... I had a bonus action dash to get over here, so I'm going to go ahead and back over this way once I cast that. And I think that's it.
Water elemental.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. Thanks. Sorry.
Well, I think I don't think you actually control him, do you? Like, he's just a dude you trapped in a bottle and that you've just let loose at this moment in time, right?
I said, yeah, and I said to kill all dragons.
Yeah. Well, so. there's a dragon nearby.
Let's see if he's got the whelm recharge. Wait, sorry. That was not. Can he try to whelm them?
Let me roll to see if it recharges. 4. It does not recharge. Oh, wait, it does recharge. 4 through a 6.
4 to 6. Yeah.
Okay, it's going to try to whelm them. 16 saving throw.
I think you can only do one of them.
There's only one in his space. Oh, wait, sorry, there is two.
They're both large, though, right? I don't think he can only do one large or two.
They are... Yes, one. They are both large. Which one do you want them to do? East or west?
The one that's in the water over here.
In the water, okay.
East.
DC 15 strength save. 12. That is not gonna do it.
He's gonna take the 2d8 plus 4 damage.
2d8. All right, roll it. Or did you already?
There it is. The other one was that one previous. It was not.
Okay. 16 points damage as he's whelmed. And it's grappled.
Grappled, is restrained.
I'll put a little net on it showing that it's restrained.
It's unable to breathe unless it can breathe water. So
it can breathe water, it's fine. Alright. It is Ancient Green Dragon lair action. It is down below. One second. Okay, 60 feet long, 5 feet thick. Draw it out. Loyalty, are you flying yet?
Not yet.
Okay, cool. So it's going to start on you. 5.
I'm technically laying on the ground. 10,
15, 20, 25, 30, 35, 40, 45, 50, 55, 60.
Yeah. How high in the air are
you? Oh, shit. You are flying. Oh, sorry. So that reminds me. Sincerity, make me a strength saving throw to see if you can stay on your giant owl.
Probably not.
Oh, okay. You fall from the grasp of your giant owl. You are falling, but you are on the precipice. You are on the edge of poison water and land.
I also had all of the owls that don't have a person flying around with the command to hold their action. And if anybody
you
falls to
that.
Swoop in and catch them, can one of them come in and
yep,
catch me?
Boom. Got you. This one flies over to you nearby, catches you. Okay, so hold on. Let me redraw this line since I forgot that you were flying. Gak 100% is not flying, though. Wait.
No, wait, I am.
I thought he was riding the Halaster Worm. That's why I didn't give him.
That's right. But you've landed on the ground.
On top of the vines and ivy there? What? No. This dragon's so big, I was hovering when I hit it.
Alright, fine. That's a plausible story. I will allow that. Alright, so it's just gonna do a line of vines between Loyalty and Satch. Both of you, make me a dexterity saving throw as these wall of tangled brushes start to appear at your feet and grow gnarled and quickly, and you try to move out of the way.
Sure. Are they magical plants that are attempting to impede me?
Yeah. I
excellent. I get advantage.
Okay.
This rarely comes up, but when it does, it's usually because I'm about to die. I got a 21.
21. Loyalty, what'd you get?
25.
25. Both of you are winners. You passed it. You passed the saving throw. A creature that fails takes a creature. Okay. Looks like you take no damage if you pass, because it says if you fail. And you're basically pushed to... You can choose to be on one side of the wall or the other, but neither of you take damage since you passed. You're able to kind of jump out of the way. Cool, that was lair action. It is her kid's turn. Oh, wait, now, okay, now you gotta get off my back. This is not okay that you are controlling me against my will. You are scary. I saw you attack my mother. One of them is going to try and shake you, and the way that it's gonna do that is it's actually gonna start
an opportunity attack from me.
Didn't you just say that you were riding it?
Right.
It's gonna take you with it. It's gonna fly, and we established last time that because you were grappling it, but it is larger than you, you're only gonna impede its movement by half. So it's gonna be able to fly 30 feet upwards. Actually, one second. Let me look at this map real quick. Actually, no, it's going to it's going to go over with you to this water elemental. And it's going to try and help out its brother fight this water elemental with you on its back. And the way that it's going to do that, it flies over a couple of feet. Look out, brother, here. I'll get it. And you can see it like inhaling. And it's just like, again, dragon body, old man face. You see this old man inhaling a large amount of the nearby noxious gas. And then, like, pulls up one finger and lights a little flame. And there is a fireball explosion that takes place in between you and the water elemental. And one second. It is going to be a... Water elemental and Gak are going to make a dexterity saving throw. 20. And, yeah, just you two.
Dexterity save.
9 for the water elemental.
That's a failure. And then Gak?
20.
Hold on. Okay. Gak, a fireball erupts. Almost it detonates right into the heart of the water elemental. Doing 8d6.
So the Halster worm is inside the water elemental too.
Yep. It's just blowing up. 31 points of fire damage to the water elemental, which it might have a resistance to. I'm not really sure.
No.
It's water. Fire? Water?
No. It doesn't have a resistance to it.
Really? Huh. Interesting. All right. Well, you take a full... I'll mark off the full 31 points.
Maybe it's an implied resistance. Pokemon. Yeah. Maybe it's just implied because of weaknesses.
Say anything.
Doesn't say
it on the sheet.
Yep.
Acid? Poison?
I know in WoW, water elementals are resistant to fire damage.
Well, it's not applicable to this patch. Gak, you take 16 points of fire damage.
Does the Halaster dragon take any? The one that I'm on?
Doesn't look like it.
To me.
Okay. That is one of their turns. The other one... okay, so the one that you're riding, Gak, blows up and... tries to get the water elemental off of its brother, but its brother's going to have to use a reaction to break out. He's like, no, don't try to break out. Just blow yourself up, brother. And he's like, oh, okay. Make me another dexterity save for the water elemental and Gak.
It can't breathe. It's underwater.
It's amphibious. It can breathe.
22.
It can breathe water.
What's the problem?
I don't know. I just was trying to save my water elemental.
All right, 22 on the save. Gak, that is a save.
21.
21 is also a save. So let me roll these. 86. You'll both take half. 25, half to 13 points of fire damage each. And... one of them can't move, but the other one still does have movement. It's going to do what its mom did. It's got a fly speed of, 60, but Gak's on it, so that's half to 30. It's used 10 to get over to the water elemental. It's going to use the remaining 20 to fly out into the muck and drop down into the poison. Gak. You can see that it's about to dive into this poison goo. You have the chance to jump off or ride with it. What do you want to do?
I'm going to attempt to jump to this owl here.
Ooh, okay. Give me an athletics check with disadvantage. And remember, since it's a new session, all of your player inspirations have reset.
The owl does have the reaction to try to catch people, so if he misses,
yeah,
it should. One of them should try to catch him anyway, right?
Yeah.
Shh. I don't think Gak knows that.
I mean, he doesn't know that.
Yeah.
I'm looking. I think I might have advantage here.
That's it. Take your time. Read your shit.
If you're raging and it's an athletics check, I think that does go with advantage.
I believe so.
I have advantage on strength check. And you said with disadvantage, so that cancels. So I roll it.
Roll it, Reggie, man. 17. All right, Gak. This Hallister worm blows up in a fiery explosion and kicks off of the ground and makes a swan dive for the poison. At the apex of this dive of this worm, you kick off and you're jumping for this giant owl, reaching, and you are able to make it. And you land in the saddle of this giant owl as the Hallister worm disappears underneath the poison mug. And it is now your turn. You are now floating on the back of a giant owl.
What's the speed?
I don't know. Somebody who has the thing who's been flying.
Oh, I'm sorry. It is a 60-foot movement speed, and if you have them dash, it's 100.
All right, I'm going to fly that owl over. I can't move the owl, too.
Yeah. Oh, there we go.
I got it.
The other Hallister worm, actually, I'm going to take it back. I'm going to move it and attack this Hallister worm.
It's inside of the water elemental, by the way.
Alrighty, man, that's not cool. This is like 2-3 against one.
I'm still gonna attack it.
Not cool, bro.
Alright, roll the hit.
I'll use Reckless.
You attacking my babies up there?
With the Great Weapon Master.
What? With what? You're attacking my babies with what?
No, crit on the attack with Great Weapon Master.
I'm sorry, you're critting on my children with Great Weapon Master?
So it did 33 points of damage. I think that added the critical damage to there.
Yeah, I think so.
Wow. That's like 33, you said?
Shouldn't that be an extra? Because I'm looking at the way that's, it says rolled a 3 damage for rage, 1d6 plus 4 for divine fury.
Isn't the first number
great? What?
31 is the to hit, right? Because you rolled with
that's
disadvantage.
A crit. Yeah. No, I rolled with advantage.
Oh, but it's giving me minus 5 because it's reckless?
Yeah, minus 5 for reckless.
You should...
not from reckless, but from great weapon.
You should get one more d6, because I don't think it allowed your divine fury to crit.
Rage, like divine fury, great weapon master, yeah.
One additional, so 34 points of damage.
34 points of damage. Okay. Oh, ow! The water elemental starts to fill with like a noxious ooze as this Hallister worm starts bleeding.
And then I'm going to reposition myself kind of over here. I think that's going to put me within 60 feet of everyone. All right, everyone. I'm going to use Zealous Presence.
Okay.
And the giant owls have flyby, so they don't provoke opportunity attacks when they fly away.
Yeah, the owls don't. Gak has no such feature.
So I, as a bonus action, I unleash a battle cry, infusing everyone with divine energy, up to 10 creatures within 60 feet. They all gain advantage on attack rolls and saving throws until the start of my next turn.
Nice.
I think that's everybody.
Creatures. Yeah. Well, one. Let's see. All the primary characters. My owl. And all the owls that are being ridden, actively ridden, rode.
Okay. Until the start of your next turn, Gak, as you fly away, the Hallister worm is going to kick out with you, or actually, it's going to bite out at you. As you leave its hitbox, and it is going to crit as I rolled a nat 20. And you're going to take...
Got disadvantage because it's restrained.
Does it have disadvantage because it's restrained?
I don't know. I think so, doesn't it?
I think the restrained condition does, yeah.
No, it doesn't. Attack rolls against it have advantage. Speed is 0. Dex save, disadvantage. Never mind.
Yep. It's one of those that you think it would have it, but it don't.
No, attack rolls against the creature have advantage, and the creature's attack rolls have disadvantage.
Did I miss that? Oh.
Yeah, it's the second part of the second one.
And the creature's attack. All right, well, hey, Paul, do you have any more of those bend fates around?
I do.
Yeah?
Yeah.
You want to use it for this...
Oh,
For the house to work?
Yeah, would you like to donate it to support a single mother?
You know, I don't think I have reactions right now.
Oh, dang.
Hold on. Deception. I mean, 25 on deception. Yeah, I don't have reaction right now. I can't give you anything.
I mean, hey, at least you gave it your best shot. All right. Well, then yeah. I guess it would roll at disadvantage. Hold on. Let me 11 on the dice. Not as exciting as a nat 20. But let's see if that still hits. 19, Gak, does that hit you?
It does not.
What is your AC, sir?
20.
How is your AC 20? When did that happen?
Let's see.
Did you max out your con and your dex?
Con is maxed out.
Okay.
Dexterity is maxed out.
Okay, yeah, that'll do it. That would get you the 20 as a barbarian.
Unarmored defense.
He's just right. Running around like a greased pig.
Yep. Okay. Well,
10 plus your dex plus your con.
Yep. No. Okay. You don't. This misses with its bite attack. After man, that was a roller coaster for me, you guys. I went from I crit to oh yeah, a 19 definitely is gonna hit him to oh nothing. I got nothing out of that. Cool. Gak, you run over to where you run over and you stop where you stop running. 1 second.
So it tried to attack me with an opportunity attack?
It did.
I thought the owl had flyby, but it didn't work.
Yeah, it didn't attack the owl. It attacked you on the owl. Okay, but... Oh, you're flying. Okay, and you're done. You're flying. How high are you, Gak? Off the ground. Feet above sea level.
10, maybe 15, 10, 15 around thereabouts. Just kind of hit that... Because that thing was diving down, and I jumped off into...
Okay, I'll allow 10 to 15. It's a higher than the roots, or all the thorny stuff. Anything else on your turn, Gak?
No.
You only attacked that thing once.
I used my bonus action. Wait, did I get...
You get a second attack.
Yeah, you could attack.
I could have been attacked twice instead of... Okay.
Yeah, so you can roll to attack again.
Let me remove Divine Fury here.
Yes.
So 22, dealing 29 points of damage. It hits.
Yeah, 22 will hit. Oh my god, mama, my intestines! My intestines are out! I can see them! I think this is my gizzard and my ovary glands. And oh my god, that's not supposed to be. It looks like it's pretty close to dying. I say, mama, I see the light. I see the light. Is that daddy on the other side? He's turning away. He's running. I think I should follow him. I should follow him, mama. I'm going to follow daddy into the light. Loyalty, you are up.
I want to go
home. I'm going to stand up. I'm going to hop on this owl. And I'm going to fly it over to this other house that's not doing so great.
Yep. Oh my god. It's like as you fly over to it, it's like glossy eyed and like kind of like thrashing about in the poison slash inside of the water elemental. And it looks like it's like drowning and bleeding to death, but it can breathe underwater. But as you said, it's not in a good way. What do you want to do?
I want to put it out of its misery.
Okay. You'd like to take this, a child, from a single mother via death. Picking up what you're saying, go ahead and hit. Or roll to hit.
Wouldn't be the first person to kill a kid in this campaign. I guess he's dead now. Okay. Aw, 14.
14 is not going to hit.
Oh, but it's with advantage because of Gak's thing.
And it's also restrained, so it gets advantage.
That too.
So double advantage. So roll two more.
I'm just gonna re-roll that.
Yeah, just to remind you, you get advantage on attack rolls and saving throws. That's everyone until it's my turn.
26.
Yeah, that'll hit.
So it's 14, and then I get to attack again at advantage, right?
Yep. I think you got two attacks at least. Somebody has three.
Smee has three.
And a 27.
Yep, that'll hit.
What's so your damage? 14 and
23.
23. Oh my god, it's so close. It's like spitting up blood. It's like, mama, I'm cold. I'm cold, mama. It's like life is like leaving it, but it's not entirely dead yet.
And then I'm gonna divine smite him.
Okay. Oh, when you hit him?
Yes.
All right. Roll that smite damage.
6.
He's like, Mama, I'm so cold. I'm so cold, Mama. I can see the light at the end of the tunnel. I think I'm gonna follow him, Mama. I'm so cold. And like, just like, you're like, oh, I'm like, you like, you let a little bit of that holy smite like at the end of your attack, and it's like, it like shocks him. Ah, oh, I'm still cold, Mama. It's still alive. I'm still so cold, Mama.
That's my turn.
Smee, you are up.
This is hard to watch. Smee needs to move a little bit closer. She's gonna move probably about right here.
Okay.
You can get on that owl next to you.
Oh, shoot, that's right.
Yeah, there is a giant owl, like...
And then you get 60 feet of movement.
Up on my back if you want to fly.
All right, Smee's gonna get on the owl and come join the others. It's filling left out here.
Okay, you have 60 feet of fly with the owl.
So she couldn't make it to the island. Just want to be right here at the tippy tip.
Okay.
The dying child of this dragon, it's looking pretty close to dead, right?
Yeah, it's like talking about how it's cold and... it's like its head is like just like kind of barely like up out of the water and looks like it's lost most motor function.
Okay, and Smee, actually she can make it all the way to that little dragon, right? Would she be able to make it all the way 6 feet from where she was?
Thought you were right there. Oh, yeah, easy. If you were to go straight there.
Okay, Smee's gonna land close to him, and she's actually just gonna slash him with her sword and see if that kills him.
Okay, go ahead and roll the hit.
Also, Smee is frightened right now, but I think with Gak's assistance, it just kind of cancels that out, right?
You're not frightened of the Halastor, though, just...
Yeah, and you can't see the
mother.
You can't see the mother right now.
So okay. You're not affected, yeah.
I thought Titania's spell cancel, or were you not close enough for that?
She was outside the... It was 20-foot radius.
So if Mama shows up, I will be frightened again, right?
Yes.
Correct.
Okay. Then I can hit this thing with advantage.
Yes, I will allow it. Since you can't also see the mother.
Okay, 19.
19 is gonna hit, and how much damage?
8.
Nice. Smee, how would you like to kill this child?
Gonna go for the jugular. Just straight for the jugular.
Nice. Like you just like I'll say it's a flyby. This child was killed in a tragic flyby stab slashing. This is mama. And it just like its body just kind of starts floating. It like the water elemental was kind of like grappling and holding it, and as soon as it dies, it just kind of slumps down into the water and just like it's just floating face down.
Bye bye, baby.
Yep. Anything else on your turn?
Smee is actually going to take an action because she realized that she didn't drink her potion of poison resistance.
Okay. Bonus action, boof it back.
Yes, she's going to take her potion of poison resistance, and that's it for me.
Okay, thank you. End of your turn, you hear the dragon. My baby! What did you do? What did you do to my baby? You will pay for this. I'm coming for you. And Smee, you feel that the mother is speaking with you, to you, directly. Sincerity, your turn.
Sincerity's going to call out to his Pegasus that's hanging out up top through their mental connection.
Okay.
And he's going to have it come down here, as quickly as it can. Preferably, if it could bring the other Pegasus with it.
All right. Roll me a straight luck check, d20. The higher, the better.
Not good.
Not good. Okay, so
can I inspire him?
I'll allow it. You'll use your inspiration for the session.
18.
18. Nice. Okay, roll me a d4.
What kind of roll is he doing?
Nice.
4.
So the d20 is what you wanted high on. The d4 is what you wanted low on. But either way, the Pegasi will be here in 4 rounds.
Okay.
So, even worst case scenario, still not that bad. The D20, I was going to have you roll another D20. So, since you rolled a 3 on that first one. So, yeah. Sha, we'll be there. We'll be there soon. sorry, got caught up in one of the circles. We'll be there soon, boss.
Yeah, we're right on our way into the poison.
All right. Anything else on your turn? This counts as one
that,
turn.
Was that a bonus action or an action or just a mental thing that I did?
A mental thing that you did.
Okay. We have a dead body here. So I see one dead Hallister kid. There's another one around that I know of, plus the mom.
Mm-hmm.
I'm going to say as soon as either of them resurfaces, I'll pop off an Eldritch Blast at him.
Okay, cool. Holding your action for
a volley of Eldritch Blasts.
Gotcha.
Then I guess I will... I will have the one that I'm riding kind of fly me... Over here, I guess.
Okay.
Not over there. And then this other one, I am going to have it rejoin the pattern.
Okay.
Catch anybody who falls. I assume they're doing evasive maneuvers and just taking the dodge action.
Mm-hmm. And just waiting for people to fall.
Yep.
Okay. All right. I got your held action. Anything else?
I would use my bonus action to hex the dragon, but I gotta see it to do that, so next turn with it.
Okay, cool. At the end of your turn, it is now the dragon's turn. You killed my baby! And this dragon, madder than you ever seen, pounces out of the water. Satch goes right past you, would provoke an attack of opportunity. Do you still have a reaction available?
I do, but I have my bow. I could just punch.
I mean, you could attack with disadvantage, couldn't you?
I could just punch. I still have a hand available also.
Okay.
So I guess, yeah.
Oh, right, because attacks of opportunity have to be melee.
But it would be with advantage because of Gak's thing.
Oh, thank you. I was looking
Which
at that.
Which is why all of my Eldritch
Blasts. 23.
Nice.
Hold on. Yeah, because of my strength. Oh, and my proficiency. It would be... that is with my proficiency. Sorry, 23. My bad. Sorry.
23 to hit.
Oh, I have my character sheet open at the moment. And I would do it's just straight up 10 damage because that's my strength. Or sorry, 7 damage. Wait, hold on. What's it? What? I was wrong. I was wrong about because I forgot that I took that stupid the combo off. So yeah, my strength is 27. So doesn't 9? Sorry, it must be 23. 20? Does a 21 hit?
Just barely.
I think that was its AC.
Okay, cool. So then it just does 7 damage because that's my strength.
7
Sorry.
Damage.
I was stuck in that previous mode and
you're
I apologize.
Good. You're good. And then Sincerity, what did you roll?
Sincerity's Eldritch Blast bolts are 29, 28, 28 to hit.
Yep, those all I'll hit. And then total damage?
41 points of force damage.
Nice. My baby! she doesn't seem to notice your damage and has sprung directly towards Smee, who I believe is on her giant owl. Let me see. Nope, her breath does not recharge. Smee, you are... Oh, actually, Smee, at the end of your last turn, make me a wisdom save.
Was that for the fear?
That was for the fear.
Do I get advantage with Jack's assistance?
Yes.
Yeah, so roll with advantage. And no, if you've already passed the fear, it no longer has any effect on you.
So Paul's thing is it suppresses it, but if his spell ends and the effect has not ended, then it'll restart.
Yes.
Okay. Well, this dragon is indeed terrifying. At the start of your turn, Smee, you've never stopped being scared. You were just scared this whole time. Everybody else got kind of this nice, like, oh, hey, no, it'll be all right. And then the dragon, like, you killed its baby and it jumped out and it's now frothing at the mouth. Everybody who has not succeeded in a wisdom save against the Fireful Presence. Go ahead and make me a wisdom save.
Even with the spell still active?
Is it concentration?
Yes, it lasts for a minute.
What is the range on that?
The chill pill lasts for a minute?
Yes.
Yeah.
I still want to roll because I'm still trying to break it well.
That was Sincerity's goal as well.
What are you using? What's the chill pill again? What is it?
Calm emotion.
Calm emotions. Second level spell.
Yeah, man. You gotta just calm down, man.
You can suppress any effect causing a target to be charmed or frightened when the spell ends. Any suppressed effect resumes, provided that its duration has not expired time.
Okay.
Can we still roll to end the effect while it's ongoing, even though it's been suppressed?
I will allow it. So none of you are afraid, and you did not pass your wisdom saves. So you still would be scared if this Titanius did not have this effect up.
So Satch was not scared. So Satch needs to make a save then?
Yes.
Okay, with advantage because of Gaxton.
Oh, yeah.
And what was it? What kind of save? Wisdom?
Wisdom.
Second, sorry. I believe that it's a 18.
Do a roll with advantage.
Yes.
I did.
What's the
18?
18.
Hang on. I believe it is. Hang on. You said it's 18?
No, I'm not saying. I was asking if that's what you rolled.
I got 18. Yeah, it is what I got.
You guys want to use any of your player inspirations on this one before we...
Now, does the dragon know?
Satch is bleeding. Like, just so you guys know, Satch is visibly bleeding out.
Sincerity,
I just want to throw that out there.
Sincerity,
it's obvious.
Inspiration on Satch.
Satch is like...
to remake that wisdom save.
Oh, nat 20.
Hey,
nat 20 plus, nice. Plus 5.
All right, Satch. Sing. Satch, you are not scared. Nobody's scared except me. Because I don't think the chill pill, you choose creatures. It doesn't, it's like creatures who walk into the effect, right?
What did I say?
I think it's creatures that are under the effect. Creatures are the target, right?
Yeah, and you had to choose ones.
I chose all friendly creatures within range, is what I said.
And I think that's at the genesis of your spell.
Right.
Yeah. Okay. So, Smee, you're scared. Everybody else looks pretty cool. but here we go.
Drunk.
Yeah. All right. So it jumps out and it is going to tries to use its frightening presence. You're the only one really affected by it. It's going to roll to hit you with bite. 8 plus 15. Does a 23 hit you?
It does.
Okay, and that will do... I'm just going to roll this for damage. 2d10 plus 8. Why did that not roll? 2d10 plus 8. Just roll it in front of the board. 15 points of piercing damage. And then 3d6 of poison. And this is going to be halved since you drank your potion. 9 points of poison damage. Halved would be 5. Makes 3 attacks. 1 with its bites, 2 with its claws. Okay, here comes your 2 claw attacks. You killed its child. A 21. Does that hit?
It does.
Okay. Also another 21. So both of those are going to hit. So that is going to be 8d6 plus... 16. Let's see what we got. 43 points of bludgeoning damage.
Alright.
As it claws into you, and that was its movement. Use its frightful presence. Cool. Yeah, that's the end of its turn, and we're gonna go back to the top of the order. Satch, you're up.
Okay. Was Satch knocked prone? I can't remember. Was I knocked prone? Like, I got
no,
hit by that
no,
was
no.
That, okay.
No, you're good.
Okay, cool.
Wait,
Satch
actually,
is gonna go ahead.
Yes, you are prone. You did get
okay.
hit by
that. I use 5 feet of my movement to stand up because I'm an athlete. I have the athlete feet.
Yeah.
I am that very same feet I am invoking. I can move 5 feet and instead of the 10 feet to get a running jump.
Mm-hmm.
And is there like a corner, or like how high is the ceiling?
100 feet up.
100? Okay.
Yeah. It's about 90 from where you are, but 100 from the water level.
I know that I'm not going to go to the ceiling, but let me see. So I'm not within range of that creature there? Because she moved out of range. She moved out of range of me, right? And
provoked
an attack opportunity. I'm assuming she... Okay.
Correct. So, but she is about 15 feet away from me.
Okay. I'm going to get a running start. That 5 feet there. I'm going to use all of the rest of my normal movement and my dash movement to jump 30 feet in the air over here.
Which direction? Okay, towards the west.
I think, is that the furthest from me? I will actually go right here. And I will use all the rest of my movement. And if you say it's not enough, I will use my bonus action movement and use that too.
You will have to bonus action movement and use me.
Okay.
Do me an athletics check.
Yes. I was waiting for that. No, that's not what I'm doing. I'll be all right.
Let him fly like 20. A bird.
Nat 20 plus 16
fine.
Is 36. So I jump up and in midair, because I've had a rope in one of my hands the entire time, because I specified that I pulled it out as an action, or as a what's that called? Object interaction in a previous episode. And I am throwing it up in the air and doing what is the spell? It's second level. It
rope
is
trick.
Yes, rope trick. I'm doing rope trick. It is a 20-foot long rope, and then actually I can't do that. It's my 5-foot rope. Sorry, 5-foot rope. I'm going, and then climbing on the rope trick.
Okay. All right. So Satch, what happens is you hunker down and you just tap into something primal. You take off. You jump farther than you've ever jumped before. Everybody else seeing this sees Satch just spread eagle flying like a sugar glider over the top of the poison. Who did you know that Satch has webbing between her like elbows and her torso? Because I've never seen it, but apparently it just for this jump, like she flies out and then like oh my god, I just said the spell name.
Rope trick.
Thank you.
Rope trick,
and then scurries up inside of it. Maybe one of the most impressive feats of athleticism you have ever seen. That was a very far distance to jump.
Did I use a bonus action or not?
To cast rope trick. Didn't that?
No, to do that whole jump and everything. Like the whole.
Oh,
like,
no, that's just part of
bonus action movement.
Cool. You did need to use your. One sec. You did need to use your bonus action movement to cover the distance, but
okay.
your athletics check allowed you to do so.
Cool. No worries. Okay. So I'm in the thing, and I don't have any other actions or anything. I sigh. Yeah, that's pretty much it for my turn.
Safe at last.
Okay. End of your turn. Smee, the dragon, turns around and slams you with her tail. A 25 to hit, and you're going to take 2d8 plus 8 bludgeoning damage. 9 plus 8 is 17 points of bludgeoning damage as Toxie slams her tail against your chest. You took my baby from this world. I only have a select amount of other children left in this world, but losing any number of them hurts deeply. Titanius, your turn.
We get advantage on attacks
from Gax thing, I believe.
Till the end of Gax next turn.
Sorry, what was that?
Is she still bleeding?
Oh, yes, very much.
Hold monster.
I could do that.
I don't think we've actually burned a single legendary resistance.
You burned one.
I forced her to burn one. Yeah, so where's Gak's hole at? Or where are you at, Gak, exactly?
I don't think you want to see Gak's hole.
Where's Satch's rope trick at?
Wasn't he jumping over here?
Yeah, it's to the southwest.
We got that far away? Should I hold monster or no? All
right, you got to take advantage of the advantage.
Yep. Well, they don't have... She doesn't have... That doesn't give me advantage. It just gives...
Just go.
She doesn't get advantage on that. Or disadvantage.
No. That's why you gotta pick someone with an attack.
Yeah. Scratch that. Hold monster away.
Okay.
So what you got? What are you gonna do?
I think I'm gonna do a guiding bolt. I get advantage on the roll, and then it would give advantage still.
Okay.
So yeah, does a 28 hit?
Yeah. Okay. Definitely. Roll that dammy.
16 points of radiance.
Nice.
And whoever attacks next gets advantage.
And she's also glowing. So she's glowing.
I'm always glowing, darling.
She's now glowing with light as well.
But now we can see her underwater.
Right. And then I'm going to move. Hey, owl, come here. And I'm going to jump on the owl and then move 60 feet down to where Satch is at. Fly into the hole. Fly into the rope trick with Satch.
All right.
I didn't think anybody was going to follow me. I actually specified that I pulled the rope in. I apologize. But I can put the rope right back up.
Did you have enough movement? Things left to pull in the rope?
Yeah, I get an extra...
Satch has four arms, so she gets an extra object interaction.
It was part of the wish. It was like one of the little things.
Yeah. Well, I'm down there by the entrance if I can't get in.
Yeah, no worries. There's a little sign hanging up on a nail, like floating in midair, that says we'll be back in 5 minutes.
Oh, that's a long time.
5 seconds.
I think we'll be back.
Six seconds. Alrighty.
She's got the alert.
Okay. Water elemental, Paul.
Yep. And I'll have. He's gonna attack. Just a multi attack. He gets advantage too, right?
I assume so. Until Gak's turn.
24.
Yeah, that'll hit.
And what does he get? Two slam attacks. And 20 and 24, so only one hits, right?
Yes, only one hits. So roll me one of those dammies.
Which one is it? Slam. Oh, it's a plus. Okay. 13.
My baby, nothing could hurt more than the pain of losing a child, of having a child murdered in front of your face inside of your own home.
It is layer actions. 20-foot radius. Dang. Okay, loyalty's flying. Smee is on the ground. Gax. Everybody's pretty much flying. That doesn't help too much.
Oh, God. My Leia actions are only useful for things that are really on the ground. But I could. So we're at Gak. Gak, go ahead and make me a wisdom saving throw.
This is like, okay, look, you're actually like really strong, and I've actually been looking, I've been in the market for like a father for my children. I've actually recently lost a child. I've been looking to replace them. So I've also just been in the lookout for, some nice seed, and you look very stout.
Hold on. So this dragon is trying to make a seduction attempt against me?
Yeah, make a wisdom save.
I don't think Gak would turn this down. I think all this fighting is, really got his jimmies wrong.
All right, so are you willingly failing the save?
I don't think she's trying to smash you. I think she's trying to get you to flip side.
We could be great, you and me together.
Gak is pondering this for a moment, as his religion, is all about procreation.
How do they feel about dragon riding?
I could show you the world from atop my haunches.
A 3. He didn't try very hard to resist. Does anybody want to help Gak try harder to resist?
I'm giving him my player inspiration.
All right, roll it again, Gak.
The suspense. You gonna roll?
Yeah, Gak. You gonna?
He's still there. I think he may have disconnected.
Still seeing there.
Sorry. Okay.
It was too much.
What's happening?
I gave you my inspiration to roll again.
Crit save.
Nice.
What'd you get?
He crit save.
Oh, nice. Beautiful.
I think each use of player inspiration has turned a failure to success for the most part tonight. So, Gak, you feel like that's a tempting offer. Like, the dragon is, I think, offering to be your lawfully wedded wife in some way, shape, or form. But then you kind of shake it off and you're like, wait a minute, she's not Catholic. There's no way that this would work out. So, you are not charmed by the green dragon, and on their lair action, It is now.
She's Dragnostic, actually.
I think since it wasn't my turn yet, I would have. No, I don't.
I was going to say Pentecostal because it's a.
I'm actually a Lutheran, but thank you for asking. Yeah, Southern Baptist. We still do stuff with snakes, you know?
Or Serpentecostal.
Serpentecostal. No, Serpentecostal is my neighbor. Anyway, alright, so, it's my children's turn.
Mama, what do you want us to do? We can handle
it. Darkness, my children. Let there be darkness.
Draws darkness. And they are 15 foot. Wait, maybe one more. Hold on. Should be, yeah, three.
Cool. Don't let them cover them in darkness, my children.
Okay.
Oh, cover the island in darkness, my children.
Boom. Everything on this island, dragon included, is absorbed into a magical darkness. Nothing can be seen inside of it. Gak, it is now your turn. I believe you are within said magical darkness. As you quoted me, you are flying 15 feet above the area.
I'm going to fly out. I think there's a dash distance.
Yeah, the giant owl can fly up to 120 feet.
Okay, I'm going to fly... I'm going to fly over to this thing. What is this? Is this like a large like building structure?
Where are you flying to? Sorry.
Like, what's it like? I want to kind of get cover as well as I want to spread out.
Yeah, give me a quick perception check.
I'm in darkness.
Well, as you exit the darkness.
5.
You don't know what it is.
Is it into the ground or is it like above?
Slightly above.
Yeah.
It's like a boat ramp.
Yeah, I want to like hide behind it.
Okay. Yeah, you can use your movement and get all the way over there.
Yeah, I will.
Okay. You scared?
No, I'm just moving away from the darkness and reassessing while also not putting myself in harm's way of a cone. Okay. Or at least to make it harder for a cone to hit me and my compatriot all at the same time.
Okay. Give me another wisdom save at the end of your turn.
With advantage, right? Because of that thing he did?
No.
Oh, that's just for us, not you?
Yeah, it only helps others.
Oh, I never got mine at the end of my turn. Can I do mine?
I was actually just going to say, Titanius, go ahead and roll a wisdom save at the end of your turn as well.
21.
And some of y'all might be close enough to loyalty. You're not. Gax not. Never mind.
Okay. 21, Titanius?
Yes.
21 going once?
What? Yes. 21.
21 going twice?
21. 21, 21, 21.
21.
I think it's 21.
Going 21. 3 times.
Blackjack.
Do I?
21. Yes. That's all I have.
Okay. 21 is a resounding success. You feel deep down inside that the chill pill has taken effect, and that you are no longer scared by this dragon. Okay. All right. Gak bravely ran away. Loyalty, it is your turn.
I'm going to try and hit her in the darkness.
All right, roll with disadvantage.
Since Titanius hit it with a guiding bolt, but everybody had advantage, would that guiding bolt's light have flickered on for just a little longer to the first attack after Gak's turn?
Because I don't think Gak actually attacked her. I think it's whoever attacks it next gets advantage.
Correct.
It would have been the water elemental, but
it had advantage already. And it only hit once, so it would have dissipated after the water elemental hit.
Yep, sorry. Disadvantage.
19.
Got anything to add to that?
Oh, can we retroactively say that I remembered I can give out Bardic Inspiration?
You did have one bonus action last turn.
Yeah, and I forgot that I can throw those around.
I'll allow it. Who do you want to give it to?
I'll give it to Loyalty, and it's a
d10. Okay, I roll that d10.
Plus 6.
6, which is a 25 to hit, which will hit and do 21 points of slashing radiant damage.
Can I also smite?
Yes, you may. Oh, okay, that kind of hurt, equivalent to losing my child. roll that smite damage.
Sorry, I'm trying to figure out how many dice to roll. So,
oh, you're good.
24.
Smite damage?
Yes.
Okay. Ow, ow. Oh, I hope this is not what my child felt as they were leaving, as they were being murdered by you all, because this is terrible. This just hurts so bad. Alright, anything else on your turn?
I interrupt her by swinging and missing with my lick blade again.
Oh, God, good, okay. Oh, almost, you almost got me there. Alright, I have blind sight, so I can actually see all of you.
Inspiration.
What is that? What was that?
Oh, yeah, inspiration. Hit her again.
Alright, reroll. Let's just go ahead and reroll it again with disadvantage.
14.
It doesn't do it. I'm sorry. Sorry, you gave it a try. Give it all a try. Okay. Anything else on your turn?
That's it.
Alright, well, I'm gonna let you know. As soon as I get done killing this one, and she gestures at Smee, who's like, Smee, how are you looking?
Not great. I'm hurting.
Okay, yeah. He's like, as soon as I'm done killing this one, you'll be next on to eat. How about that, okay?
Okay. I'm gonna fly away a little bit.
Oh, you're gonna fly away?
Satch posted that from the player's handbook about mounted speed, and it's if the mount provokes an opportunity attack, that you can either attack the mount or whoever's riding it. Mm-hmm. But since they all have flyby and they wouldn't.
But what if it's like, I get that, and I was going to do a little bit of more research. So it says if the mount attacks the opportunity, or if the amount, oh my god, excuse me, if the mount causes the attack of opportunity, you can target either the mount or the player. But it seems to me like it's a little ambiguous as to if the player would cause
an opportunity. Well, flyby is pretty specific. It says, well, it's the player's not the one leaving the space, the mount is. The player is being borne by the mount, so it would automatically defer to the mount being the mover instead of the movie. Like, I mean, that's just from how I read it. Because how it says on flyby, it says they don't provoke attack of opportunity, and then mm-hmm. It goes in there to say that it says if they would, then you know what I mean. Then you can choose either the rider or like you know, but like since it doesn't, you don't get either. But it's you know, I defer to the DM.
And you do use the mount's movement speed. And, like, it can take the dash action to take you farther.
Yeah, so just for consistency, I'm going to keep it as you, the person, are directing the mount. And because you're directing them, you're causing the attack of opportunity. I already hit GAC with it earlier, so I feel like it'd be unfair of me to retroactively say it.
To be fair, you didn't really hit me. And I didn't...
What was that? You talking shit? You killed my child? You rub it in my face?
Let's not double down on a mistake.
All right. Fine. I guess since you're all on owls with flyby, you don't get attacks of opportunity. It's lame. Anyway.
You're the one with blindsight in a field of darkness.
Just real quick, under opportunity attacks on page 195 of the player's handbook, it says you also don't provoke an opportunity attack when you teleport or when someone or something moves you out without using your movement, action, or reaction, right? So it's the thing that's doing the thing.
I gotcha. That's fine. We'll state that moving forward.
No worries.
But just... by God, just wait until I send an entire army after all of you on giant owls.
This will be the TPK Flesh. For sure.
Oh. You shall rule the day.
Each giant owl has a guy with some apes and mage stones on it.
Mm-hmm. Just all lined up or all along the horizon. It's like
how many opportunity attacks does it take to get to the center of a Tootsie Pop?
I just... How long would Helm's Deep have held up if Saruman had just summoned a bunch of owls and let the Uruk-hai ride the giant owls?
But I mean, the elves would have shot them down.
Not with flyby. Just get into melee. Start picking them off.
That just prevents opportunity attacks when they leave the space. It doesn't mean they couldn't attack them directly.
Listen, 10,000 Uruk-hai on 10,000 giant owls. Unstoppable.
I mean, why stop there? Why not put the Uruk-hai on wards and then put those on the owls?
You know, I am a fan of the Russian nesting doll theory in that you can always have mounts. Like, a thing can mount something that is one class size bigger than it. So you can always, you can stack mounts. So as long as you went gargantuan, huge, large, medium, small, you could have like a small tower. So yeah, I don't know why you would stop. Anyway, I think that's the end of Loyalty's turn.
Yes.
Okay. Smee, you are up. You are... okay, hold on. It is... Since the green dragon's last turn, they used all of their movement to get up to you. They've smashed you with their tail once. They're going to smash you with their tail again. They're going to get advantage on that because you cannot see them in the magical darkness. Wow. I rolled double fours on the advantage. Does a 19 hit you?
No, it does not.
Dang. Okay, well, Smee, unbeknownst to you, a giant dragon tail swings just inches within your head in this magical darkness. And it is now your turn.
Okay, I think I'm still scared, or does that go away since I technically can't see the dragon anymore?
I mean, you technically can't see it. You are scared, but you can't see it, so you don't have any of the effects.
Okay.
Right, now, so I will say you're pretty sure the dragon is right in front of you.
All right. And I'm going for my shot. Smee is going to start by casting True Strike.
I think that has to be on a thing that you can see. Wait, hold on.
Target in range. It doesn't say I have to see them.
You are correct. Wow, okay. True Strike takes effect.
And then I am going to follow that up with the Infernal Crossbow.
Okay.
And I am going to try to paralyze this dragon.
Okay. It's going to be a straight roll because of darkness and your True Strike.
Mm-hmm.
So go ahead and shoot her up.
Shoot, 15.
Well, was it really a 15 or was it a nat 1?
Nat 1.
Okay, yeah. Let's call a spade a spade. So roll me a d4 real quick.
Oh, God, one. Damn.
Okay, and you said paralyze?
Yep, was trying to paralyze her.
Okay, sincerity, make me a constitution save.
18.
Okay, nice. You pass. It was a DC 17 save. Smee, roll me 2d12. Okay. 17. So, sincerity, you take 21 points of piercing damage and 9 points of thunder damage as a very recognizable crossbow bolt flies out of the darkness and impales itself probably like in your leg. Yeah.
Sorry, sincerity.
Oh, you have no idea. Unless over Riri's.
Can Smee use her action surge?
Oh, absolutely.
All right. And Smee is going to use her action surge, and she's going to try the same damn thing. She didn't learn her lesson. She's going to try the crossbow again. Can she do that?
It does have the loading feature, but since you are action surging, I will allow you to fire it again.
Okay, so still trying to paralyze the dragon.
Okay, and then, hold on, True Strike
21.
Gives you... Okay, and you roll... You actually will roll this one at disadvantage, because True Strike only gives you advantage on the first attack roll. So roll your attack at disadvantage.
Still 21.
Hey, okay, cool. 21 is her AC, and what bolt did you want to shoot?
Paralyzing her.
Okay, paralyzing again. Roll me that 2d12 again. Oh, wait, oh my god, I'm sorry, I was reading concussion. I'm so sorry. Roll me 4d10 lightning damage. Sincerity, we won't re-roll what we did to you because it's less damage, but you wouldn't have been paralyzed anyway, so... You got off a little bit lighter than you would have.
26.
26 on top of that 17. Okay, so 17 piercing. DC 17 constitution saving throw for Toxie. 14 on the dice plus 14. 28, she passes, so she's not going to be paralyzed, but she will take half of the damage. So 13 plus 17 is 30 points of damage that Toxie will take.
Oh, my children, I miss them so much.
Anything else on your turn, Smee?
Smee is actually going to try to get away, and I know that's going to trigger an attack of opportunity, but she's going to hop on the owl and try to make it back to the mainland.
You said you hopped on the owl?
Well, technically, Smee was still on the owl, I think. She never got off.
Okay. As you fly away, you hear Toxie go,
I will kill you. Wait, hold on. Why can't I attack? You've left my... Oh, that's bullshit. This is bullshit. Did they nerf me mid-fight? Oh my god, I'm gonna have to talk with these developers. This is some bullshit. I should have been able to eat her and that fucking bird. Oh my god, get back here. I'm gonna eat you up.
But at the end of your turn, as you're flying away, it's gonna use its final legendary action for the round and try to tail swipe at you, which is kind of like an attack of opportunity, but just used in a different way. Actually, never mind. I can't do that. I would have had to. All right, it's gonna tail swipe at the water elemental out of frustration. God damn it! This is bullshit. 25 to hit, and is gonna do 2d8. Plus 5 bludgeoning damage, so that's 17 points of bludgeoning damage to the water elemental, which I think is halved, right?
Yeah.
17 halved is...
And you're keeping 9. Track of hit points, right?
Yep, I got them.
Okay,
all right. I got you. Okay, Sincerity, your turn.
Okay, so Sincerity is gonna... Well, he wanted to hex the dragon and then shoot it with Eldritch Blast. But since hex requires vision and he doesn't have that, he's just gonna Eldritch Blast it 3 times at disadvantage.
Okay, roll the hit.
All right, 2 of those were crit fails, and one of them.
Roll me 2d4s.
I did the 2d4s.
Yes, sir. Yes, sir. Okay. And that one on a 1 is going to do 14 points of force damage. Smee, you are hit in response to you shooting Sincerity. Was it on purpose? Was it accidental? I don't know. You take 14 points of force damage.
I deserve that.
And then Sincerity is going to hold his bonus action to hex the dragon's strength if he sees the dragon before the start of next turn.
Okay. Sounds good. It is now back to the dragon's turn. She is honestly very upset that one of her children has been killed, so she is going to fly. Water elemental will get an attack of opportunity. She's going to fly right on over to Smee, which will trigger Sincerity's hex for strength. And this green dragon is going to try to kill Smee. Frightful... What was that?
She may succeed.
She may succeed. 21 to hit.
That does hit.
Does a total of 19 piercing.
Oh my god, I have 1 hit point. 1 temporary hit point left.
And then 11 poisoning, so that'll take you down.
Pretty sure I'm dead.
Well, you're just in death saves right now. So you're at 0. Doesn't mean you're dead, it just means on your turn, keep rolling death saves. Man, you killed her kid. Smee, roll me d20. 10 or higher, she doesn't try to double tap. 9 or lower, she double taps.
I have not been rolling well today. Let's see. 18.
Hey, okay, she's not gonna go for the double tap. She, like, she bites you, she thinks she's, like, gotten the kill, and she's gonna turn around. Loyalty right there. I told you, you were next after I killed your friend. And they're gonna go claw. Does it even matter if it hits loyalty?
Not really.
Not really. It doesn't. Okay, well, and her breath doesn't. She
starts clawing at you. She's like, wait, hold on. She's like, tries to stab you. She's like, you're not reacting at all. Like, you're not bleeding. I'm not seeming able to do any. Like, she like tries to gnaw on you a little bit. She just like puts you in her mouth and like,
nothing.
Okay, all right, that's disturbing. All right, that's the end of my turn. Satch, you're back up.
McGee, are you there?
Sorry, I was in the other room. Like, I was like listening. I was like running in, knocking things over. Satch is gonna go ahead and. So I know that Smee was injured. Can I see Smee where she's at?
You could probably just make her out. She's very far away, though.
Like, how far?
Let me do a quick ruler.
115 or 110, I think.
Across the pond. Okay, so
across the pond.
I'm gonna nudge the rope out, and then I'm gonna ball my familiar up. I'm just gonna tuck its wings in and turn it into a little ball. And then, I can't do both spells at the same time. Now I'm just gonna cure wounds myself. I was gonna try and do it through my familiar, but I would have to throw it as an attack, and that would negate my ability to cast the spell. So I'm just gonna. Or should I shoot the dragon? I'm gonna shoot the dragon.
Alright, roll the hit.
Does it have hostiles near it?
Yeah, loyalty's right next to it.
Very nice. Oops. Sorry, bounced up. Definitely caught. A 12 and what was it? 13 is 25.
Yeah, that'll hit.
Okay, and that does. That's a lot of ones, but it's also a few fours. So I got one and one is 2 and 8 is 10 and 4 is 14 plus my 10 is 24 damage on the first one.
Okay.
Second one. It's a 2 on the die. Going once.
Probably not gonna
going
hit.
Going twice. Do I hear a 2? 2 sold? No?
Wait,
no?
Or
anybody else? The guy in the back?
Can Smee use player inspiration if she's.
Yes. 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 No, absolutely. You okay. Can.
Beautiful. Oh, that's a 4 plus. It's not gonna hit.
Oh.
I'm sorry. But my last attack.
Third attack?
A 13 plus 13, 26. Totally hits.
Will hit. Roll damage.
So I got 4 times 3 is 12, and 6 is 13 plus 10, 28.
28. That's your last attack, yeah?
It is.
Okay. Satch, you peek out, like, there's a large cloud of darkness in between you and Smee, and you and the dragon, quite frankly, but you're able to, like, peek out of your little hidey hole, and shoot, like, just past the darkness. You can see, like, little glimpses of the dragon, and you can hear the dragon yelling out to loyalty, "You are going to be my dinner! I killed the one who killed my kid, and now you're next! I'm gonna feed!" Ah-ha! And she's just cackling and screaming. And you, boom, hit her with the first one. And she kind of twitches and says, "I will not be stopped." You shoot wide with your second one. And then aiming true with the third one, you hit her right in the throat. And she says, "I'm gonna eat you for..." And you, like, she's like, you can see the life, like start like the panic in her eyes, and she like grasps at her throat, and she pulls out your arrow, and she like as like froth and blood and phlegm just is echoing from her throat, and she's holding it, and she says, "My children, run, my children, be free, remember your mother." And she's holding the hole in her throat. She steps back and loses footing off of the edge of this precipice and falls down into the poison, and starts floating there. You all take a moment to like just kind of catch yourself. No real time passes, but you all just take in the scene. Then four
Boom! Four of the Halaster worms emerge from the murk where they hadn't been previously, and they...
Mama, no! Oh my god, I can't believe you've done this to Mama! And we're never gonna forget this. To this day, we're gonna avenge our mother. We will swear on it. And they start flying straight upwards and out towards the goo.
And that is where we are gonna end off tonight on Herding Dragons with the death of Toxie, the ancient green dragon, as the darkness starts to dissipate over this poisonous lake field. You are all victorious.
Except me.
Satch is really carrying the team.
Yay.
So Satch got the killing blow?
Satch did get the killing blow.
I'm so sorry. Well, yeah, maybe for revenge, but, like, I really didn't do much damage, like, the whole fight, because I was trying to get the keys. Like, I just really wanted the keys.
Wait, do you have the keys, or is that still on her
ankle? I don't. It's on her ankle.
still on her ankle.
She's got an anklet.
Yeah.
Well, I mean, ever since she got out, she has to wear that. That's why she hangs out here in the lair all the time. You know, she's a felon.
Yeah. But yeah, we'll pick it up next week. I'll divvy out some treasure next week. No level. You are very, very, since you have now have, well, essentially have the keys. After you get through the vault, you'll get another level. You're very, very close.
I will work myself out for a level, I swear.
Yeah, I mean, killing a dragon should
like count. Okay, just you're so close. You're so close to the Vault of Spells. It's you got the keys. It's right there. You'll get a level if you survive what's inside.
We're going to have to hunt down these abominations, though.
I don't want a level. I want a child. Maybe I can adopt these Halaster dragon babies.
You had your chance with Toxie.
Yeah, along with the dragon, like, you know, your dreams of being the father of a dragon-goblin hybrid.
Yeah, she gave you that in, man. You had the shot.
Good session.
Yeah, good session, everybody.
GG, man.
Babies are now parentless. Well, they need a father figure.
Well, go out and hunt them down.
They're gonna go find their father now.
I think you're assuming the gender on them. I think, like, they may not be male. You know, they just have the unfortunate look of Hollister's face.
Yeah, they all just look like Hollister.
That's rough. That is rough.
like how female dwarves have beard.
Yeah.
Right.
Yeah.
Oh, man. Well, good session, everybody. Congrats on killing Toxie. That was a good fight. Smee is dying, but we'll figure that out next week.
This is like
not
the second time she's almost died in like a month.
Okay, it's fine.
One was put her skin related. Right next to Xanathar's.
We just keep leaving you and loyalty on the front line.
I mean, you did kill her baby, so that kind of made you target number one.
You are the dingo that ate her baby.
Yeah. Oh, man. All right. Good session, everybody. We'll see you next week.
See you next week.
Bye.
Thank you.
Bye.